listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
This is the Purple Project Podcast, Daily Edition. Eddie Greer checking in, man. For me, it's been quite a whirlwind the last couple of days trying to figure some things out on the job side of things right now, and that's going to have to carry on in to throughout the rest of this week, obviously. But putting that aside, folks, what a crazy couple of days for K-State Nation, folks. Baseball, yep, the Toss to Talk here tonight on this Monday, July 12th. This will go out immediately here before I have to jump on another podcast. But here for a few minutes here, big news, K-State Baseball. This is day two of the Major League Baseball draft, and two more cats were selected today. But the big one coming last night, though, Jordan Wicks. We talked about him on his podcast a bunch on Triple P, and for a very good reason. The talented lefty, former ace of the staff, well, he got selected in the first round of the 2021 Major League Baseball draft, which went down last night. Big time, Jordan Wicks, lefty, became the pro game's first round draft pick last night, selected 21st overall by the Chicago Cubs, who are becoming, side note though, his team is going to become sellers though, when the second half of the season drops. Obviously, the home run derby is about to begin as I record this podcast. But anyways, that's beside the point. Jordan Wicks, we talked about it, everybody predicted, at least here in Little Apple, that he will go first round. And that's exactly what just happened last night to the Chicago Cubs, the former world champions from a couple years ago, who won the World Series title a few years ago. He's going to be going there as well. This draft was at least the first round. Now, I missed it because of the NBA Finals, which turned out to be a blowout game 3, Milwaukee winning that game to cut the Suns' deficit to 2-1 there. Jordan Wicks saying, quote, "I couldn't be happier to be a Chicago Cub there." And then he was interviewed by ESPN following his selection there. And then just to continue, "I bring a premier sense of competitiveness. I want to win more than anyone out there. I'm ready to bring that to Chicago. I attack hitters. I'm so excited." And he should be. He should definitely be pumped about that as well. Of course, Wicks, who was the first collegiate left-hander taken, becomes the fifth K-State player, K-State Nation, taken by the Cubs since first. Gerardo Esquivel, you got to go back to 2009 when he was selected 10th pitcher selected in quote unquote seventh collegiate pitcher in this year's draft, and then the first player taken from the Big 12 as well. My goodness. And of course, Wicks to kind of go on here, a surreal moment that Wicks said in the MLB Network as well. "This is the stuff you dream about. I couldn't be happier to be wearing blue red. That is for sure." And then Pete Hughes, head coach of the K-State team, went on to also say he's been hungry since the day he stepped on K-State campus. He just wired differently. He's always hungry and looking to get to a different level. Looking to win and be a good teammate. Those guys usually have long careers. So obviously, Wicks, again, becomes the 7th team taken within the first 10 rounds in the second round, first rounder. Wicks is the second draft pick in Hughes' 3 seasons at K-State. So, Pete Hughes is doing something right with his baseball team, whose run in the Big 12 fell short, obviously, there in the semifinals. But also, Pete Hughes got 2 more, got selected. Carson Seymour and Zach Kuskoska got picked up in the draft as well. A lot more on them on the next edition of the podcast as well, but I wanted to solely focus on Jordan Wicks specifically tonight. For congratulations in becoming a Chicago Cub, but obviously he's going to be going through the farm selections though. But he's going to be right up there, obviously, because he's a left-hander, a dominant lefty, that is for sure. And just the way that he's going about it, there's been a lot of good stuff has been happening in Jordan Wicks the last couple weeks as well. And now this basically tops it off here by getting selected here in the first round, 21st selection by the Chicago Cubs. Big time congrats there to the former ace of the K-State staff, Jordan Wicks there. And he's going to be trying to make moves to get himself right up to the ultimate goal, which is getting on that Chicago Cubs baseball squad. But the exciting stuff there, and big day for big last 2 days for K-State baseball there. I just mentioned it. You can add three names to beat Houston's list there of K-State guys getting drafted in the Major League Baseball draft. So a lot, again, folks, a lot more on Seymour Kuskaska. Where they went, I don't know. Where they went at the moment, it just can't. I just literally just got home. So definitely you have more on that on the following edition. And then I was originally going to talk about women's basketball schedule coming out, the non-con. But this takes priority first. So definitely excited about that as well. Again, congratulations to Jordan Wicks, the successful lefty. So many postseason accolades as we talked about on these dailies. So if you missed on any of those, please check them out. Download them, K-State Nation. Ladies and gentlemen, fellow students, alumni, other fans of K-State, you know the deal is. Wherever you get your podcast, I'm going to leave it there. A lot more coverage from the 2021 Major League Baseball draft is going to continue into tomorrow. Going a little bit deeper to where Kuskaska and Seymour went in the second round of the draft. For now, that's for now. Eddie Greer saying thank you for listening to the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Hey, we'll talk to you in the next edition of the podcast. And don't forget, if you have not checked out episode 56, which came out over the weekend, please do that as well. I am looking to see where we can record the next episode. But, folks, I'm going to leave you with this. The countdown of the official home opener against, oh my goodness, now I'm drawing a blank, Southern Illinois is on. Folks, have a good rest of your night. We'll talk to you next time on Triple P. Go Cats!
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.